All right, it's Jesse and JD with iHeartRadio Canada here with Adam Gontier of Sainte Sonia. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today, man.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
So Introvert, a 7-song EP you guys got going on, including a couple songs, one from Terrible Johnny of Highly Suspect. I know people know him. You've also got a cool cover of Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. And I wanted to start with that song, because I know when that song first came out, I thought it was so wicked. We played it on our show. I remember texting you saying how awesome it was. How does your band, Sainte Sonia, get to tinkering with a Weeknd song, like it so much that it ends up on an EP of yours?
You know, our label had asked us to do a cover. A lot of bands are doing just doing different songs, different covers and that sort of thing. So the label asked us if we'd be interested in doing that. And I definitely wanted to do something that was sort of outside of the genre a bit, you know, try to find a song that we could make our own, rather than just doing taking an old rock song and beefing it up. So, we just figured that song in particular, it's so great. You know, it's just such a well-written song, and everything about it is amazing. So I don't think it matters what you, who covers it. It just, it's such a good tune that it's going to turn out good. You know what I mean? So yeah. Also The Weeknd being from Toronto and a Canadian guy was something for us too. You know, we wanted to sort of represent a little bit if we could. So yeah, we just felt like we could make that one heavy and make it our own.
So Adam, it's 24 minutes. Introvert clocks at 24. No filler on there. A lot of emotion and all the music. We wanted to ask you how much like pandemic frustration we're hearing in this EP. Like, we're coming off a pretty emotional couple of years. How much of that are we hearing in Introvert?
Quite a bit. I mean, the whole thing was basically written during the early stages of the pandemic, when we were in lockdown and couldn't leave our houses and stuff. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Introvert is, you know, sort of written about that and just different feelings and stuff that I think everybody was sort of dealing with, a lot of not knowing what's happening, what the right thing to do is, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of that in there.
Do you come out of a weird couple of years like that with more creativity to show for it? Like, does that breed creativity, or because it's such a weird period of time, like unprecedented, like does it mess with your creative process, more or less creativity?
No, I mean, more for me. I mean, it just, we had no choice but to just, I mean, we couldn't go anywhere. So it was, you know, I was up in my studio room quite a bit, you know, almost every day, just coming up with stuff, and the guys were sending ideas back and forth. So yeah, we ended up with a lot of songs, a lot of material. So we recorded the first EP, Introvert, 7 songs, and we've got another batch of songs sort of in the can ready to go. So yeah, no shortage of material. And I think it was, you know, the pandemic was helpful in that sense. We didn't have anything else to do, but right.
I'm sure it's safe to assume it feels good to be back on stage, but how exciting is it getting back to the travel side of things? You know, getting to see the world again, getting to see fans face to face and not just through a screen. Like, how pumped are you for that?
Yeah, super pumped, man. It's been way too long. We played one show before, a day before our last album came out. And then the pandemic hit, and we, you know, everything got canceled. So we haven't been on stage, like touring, doing a proper tour or shows or anything in years. So yeah, it's nice to be back out doing it. We're slowly getting rolling again, and it's nice.
You know, man, it does kind of feel like COVID is coming to an end and everybody's kind of getting back to normal. And, you know, I know touring probably for you is a little bit different now than in recent years, not only with your band evolving, but, you know, you're a father now. What is it like touring, you know, wanting to spread that album to as many people as you can all over the world, but also now having a family that's going to, you know, be missing you and have to connect only on FaceTime for those stretches when you're gone? What's that like now being a rock star dad?
You know, I haven't, because of the pandemic, I haven't really experienced being away from my kids for more than a couple weeks at a time. I've FaceTiming almost every day when we were out recording the EP, but I haven't, because of everything, I haven't actually been on the road for, months at a time, which is normally the case. You know, you get out and you're gone for 6 months or something. So it's still, you know, it still remains to be seen. I mean, it's not going to, the short amount of time that I do spend away from the family and my kids and stuff, it's really hard. It's hard on them. but you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's okay. You know,
does your oldest boy show any interest in rock and roll yet?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Big time. He can definitely sing already. I mean, I could just hear it. He doesn't really sing off key when he does sing and stuff like that. I can kind of tell that he's got definitely got the bug or whatever. Yeah. And he loves music. He just loves, I mean, I catch him singing Blinding Lights quite often, just on his own, doing his own thing. And I think his favorite song of mine right now is Lost in You from, nice. From Life Starts Now. So it's interesting just hearing him rip around the house singing those tunes or requesting them in the car, that sort of thing.
That's cool, man. And like, I know through, you know, all your years touring, you know, with Santa Sonia and 3 Days Grace, you guys have had so many fans of yours specifically, Adam. And, you know, I thought it was so weird, you know, a few months ago, I'm just like scrolling through Instagram and I see Shaq in a vehicle, you know, listening to your tunes and jamming out to right. your songs, you know,
yeah.
Like, did he ever reach out to you? And a follow-up to that, like of all the big stars in the world, maybe you've met them, maybe you haven't, who's like the most surprising fan of yours that you heard of?
That's a tough one, man. I never spoke to Shaq. He never reached out or anything like that. He's there's two clips of him. I think he just loves Never Too Late. I think is, you know, he just loves that. So that's pretty awesome. But I've never talked to him or anything. Would love to. That'd be pretty amazing. I don't know, man. I think the biggest surprises was we were on tour in the States years ago with Breaking Benjamin, and Bruce Springsteen was at the show, and you know, got a picture with him, and I guess his son was a big fan of both of our bands, 3 Days and Breaking Ben, and you know, he was mentioning how much he loved the show, and so I guess something like when something like that happens, when the boss kind of acknowledges that he digs your, you know, digs your live show, it's pretty awesome. You know. Yeah.
So Adam, you went into the Norwood District High School Hall of Honor, essentially, if I'm understanding that correctly, your high school Hall of Fame. A, how cool is that? B, you think back on high school, like, do you remember that era of your life fondly? Were you musical then? Take us back to high school, Adam Gonche.
Yeah, for sure, man. I was a pretty good student when I was there. And I guess the last year of high school was kind of a wee bit of a blur, but no, in general, I was a pretty good student. And yeah, I mean, I met Brad and Neil in high school, and you know, Brad and I started jamming when we were like 15, 14 years old and stuff. So a lot of really great fond memories from high school. I spent 1 year going to high school in Peterborough and then out to Norwood for the remainder. But yeah, pretty cool to be just, I don't know, to get, you know, have my picture, kind of our picture put up in their hall of fame kind of thing. Pretty amazing. I don't think that town, I mean, it's a town of 1500 people and there's not a lot going on there. So pretty honored to be, you know, just to pretty stoked for that town, you know.
Yeah. Yo, Adam, it's so cool. Your EP is out as of July 1st, Introvert, 7 songs on it. It's such a great album. And I know every time you do an interview, you're probably so sick of hearing people bring up 3 Days Grace. But I did see, you know, that you had mentioned, you know, possibly reuniting with them on some kind of tour of some sort in an interview. And obviously fans of yours took that and they ran with that. And then they saw the picture of you reuniting with Neil and, you know, over a lunch or whatever that was. You know, is there any follow-up to any of that conversation that you might have had in past interviews or with Neil? Is there anything in the future in that aspect of your musical life, or is that just kind of put to bed and you're focusing on Santa Sonia right now?
Well, right now, yeah, I'm focused on Santa Sonia. But I mean, I think what, you know, when I did do that interview and I talked about it, I think it got taken a little bit out of context because I said that anything's possible, and I said I wouldn't say it's never going to happen or something, but you know, yeah, I mean, the main thing is that I'm just connecting with those guys again, after, you know, so many years. We've all kind of grown up a bit, and we've all got families, and, you know, life's too short to really hold grudges and be, you know, just for negativity and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is just being able to connect with those guys again, you know, talk, and, yeah, we haven't really had many discussions about what the future, you know, what the plans are. But just kind of like I said before, I think anything's possible, but there's no plans.
Adam, we alluded to the emotion on Introvert earlier, you know, and you've long been a guy who's been very open about your mental health journey, you know, something we've really respected about you as a musician and as an artist, because, you know, our show has often been about mental health as well. So, you know, we wanted to ask, you know, coming off of, a couple of weird ass years, man, like how important is it to be not only talking, but singing about mental health in 2022?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's really big. I'm fortunate enough that I get to use music, and I have an outlet that I can. I mean, everybody can use music as an outlet, but I'm, you know, extra fortunate that people want to hear it and it gets out there, and I'm able to connect with people about songs and lyrics and that sort of thing. So, but yeah, it's always been really important. You know, not even just now. I mean, maybe now more so than ever. You know, getting. It's been a weird time, a weird couple of years, people feeling, I know that a lot of depression and anxiety about, you know, about all sorts of things. So, I think the biggest thing is talking about it, you know, and like I said, I'm fortunate enough to be able to write songs about it and use that as a sort of way to release stuff. But just not staying silent and trying to talk is a big thing for sure.
And Adam, you know, when we go to the St. Estonia website, obviously we see, you know, the new record on there, Introvert. We see a tour happening coming up in Europe in the fall, going into November there. Is there anything for Canada lined up? You know, maybe come out to Western Canada? I know we haven't seen you for a long time out this way.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time, man. We're trying to put everything together now. Like we've got the music done for the next while. So the plan is later this year to get on the road and tour. I mean, it's, and into next year, obviously into mid next year, we're going to be touring for sure. And we'll definitely be out West. We're working on something right now for 2023, a Canadian run with a couple other bands. So hopefully that happens. Yeah.
Still, thanks for doing this, Adam. We appreciate it, man.
Of course, man. Yeah. No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.